as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Tonight, like I told you, I'm going to deal with what I call baptism of fire. Baptism of fire. Everybody shout and say baptism of fire. And I'm trusting God that somebody here will catch fresh fire before you leave here. That fresh fire shall fall upon the altar of your heart. That fresh fire shall land upon your destiny. That fresh fire shall fall upon your spirit. That God shall ignite fire in your spirit. That God shall ignite fire in your soul. Clap your two hands and say, I receive fresh fire. A baptism of fire. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Let's rise up and read it. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Let's read it to verse 12. This is John the Baptist speaking. Said many glorious things about the coming of Jesus as a prophet. And then these were some of his words. One, go. Come on, are you reading with me? One, go. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Can I hear an amen? He will baptize you with what? The Holy Spirit and fire. So Jesus is the baptizer. Do you understand? He's the one who unleashes the Holy Spirit and the one who baptizes with fire. And then verse 12, his winnowing fan is in his hand and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor. May the Lord clean out certain things from the church. I said, may the Lord clean out certain things from our churches and may the Lord clean out certain things from your own heart. Clap your two hands and say, I am being purged. And gather his wheat into the barns. The Lord will gather those that belong to him. Say, I will be gathered by the Lord. When the Lord is clearing the people who must leave the church, you will be gathered by the Lord. When the Lord is clearing things that must leave the church, you will be gathered by the Lord. And let's read it. And gather his wheat into the barn, but to burn up chaff with unquenchable fire. May everything that represents the chaff in your life be set on fire. If your amen is loud, the Lord will help you. Anything that represents chaff, unwanted materials, unwanted spirits, unwanted behaviors, unwanted things in your life, may it be set on fire tonight. May it be set on fire tonight. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Take back your seat. And so, I want you to understand that this is where you are spiritually immersed in fire. When we talk about baptism of fire, it means that you have been spiritually dipped or immersed into fire. The way we baptize with water, John the Baptist says that I am baptizing you with water. I am putting you into water, which represents your repentance, which represents the fact that you are being drawn to repentance. But there is another that is coming after me, speaking prophetically about Jesus. He said, for he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So when we talk about baptism of fire, we are talking about being dipped into fire, being immersed in fire, being submerged under fire, like being overwhelmed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Are you here tonight? It is where your life is totally taken over by the Spirit of the Lord. where your life is no longer in your hands, where your life is no longer controlled by you, where your life and the decisions of your life are no longer being taken by you, but where the Spirit of the Lord is the one who is in charge of your life. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that may the Spirit of the Lord control your life. May the Spirit of the Lord be in charge of your life. May the Holy Spirit be in charge of your life. May fire take over your life. May fire possess you. May fire take over your destiny. Clap your two hands and say, may fire take over my life. You must understand that God doesn't want us only to have a beautiful relationship with the Holy Spirit, but he wants us to also catch his fire. The Bible says that for he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. What is the difference? He's talking about he shall baptize you, or he shall grant you the Holy Spirit for relationship. But it will not end there. He will also give you his fire. Because you can have the Holy Spirit in a dimension that the fire aspect of it will not follow. That is where people are born again. Yet there is no fire in their lives. They have accepted Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Yet the fire dimension is not in display in their lives. Are you getting what I'm saying? But John the Baptist says, you will not just have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, but you also contact his fire. I declare that tonight, may somebody contact the fire of the Holy Ghost. I said you are contemplating the fire of the Holy Ghost. You are receiving fresh fire from above. Clap your two hands for the Lord. God wants us to carry his power and to carry his fire. So baptism of fire is what we call baptism of zeal. It's what we call zeal for the Lord. Baptism of zeal for God is what we also call baptism of fire. That you are zealous for the Lord. That you are passionate for the Lord. That you are on fire for the Lord. That you are all out, sold out, dedicated for the Lord. That is what we call baptism of fire. I pray that 15 people tonight are going to catch fire from the Lord. And your spiritual life is going to be thrown into dedication. You are going to be sold out to God. You are going to be passionate about the things of God. You don't know what happened to you, but it is fire that happened to you. The fire of the Lord came upon you, and you are no longer the same man. Clap your two hands and shout, I am another man. So God began fulfilling this scripture from Acts chapter 2. Verse 1, the Bible says that as they waited in one accord in prayer, a sound of a mighty rushing wind entered. And then something appeared on their heads that looked like what? Fire. Say fire. So spiritually, the Holy Ghost was poured upon the church, and fire dimension of it also happened. And so it's not enough to have the Holy Ghost. You must also have his fire dimension. Tell somebody by you, it is not enough to have the Holy Spirit in you. You must also have his fire dimension. You must have his power dimension. Clap your two hands together. The Bible says that they all were filled with the Holy Spirit because of the fire that was on their lives. And they started speaking in tongues. That was the evidence. They started speaking in tongues. You see, what happens to you when you catch this fire? It's not just speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is just an initial evidence. It's just one of the evidences. The main thing that happens to you when you receive the baptism or when you catch fire is that your life is overwhelmed, overflowed. Your life is taken over by the Lord, where you are no longer in control. That's what we call a spirit-filled life. That will be your testimony. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, that will be your testimony. That will be your story. That will be your testimony. Clap your two hands together as I receive. Amen. Oh, amen. Are you following me? When God wanted to use Moses in a drastic way, The way God used Moses, by then he had never used any man like that before. He had never. And so when God wanted to launch Moses into a supernatural ministry and a supernatural encounter and to cut waves and shaking it in the world, he visited Moses by fire. He didn't just come in a still small voice. He visited him by fire. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. Go there. And he said, verse 1 and verse 2. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. Go to verse 2. Jump there. Go to verse 2. And the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, where you see this particular angel that they have used capital A, capital A, and the Bible always calls him the angel of the Lord. It's not a common, it's not a normal, it's not Michael, it's bigger than Michael. It's bigger than even Lucifer. It's bigger than all of them. He is the only one called the angel of the Lord. Who is this angel? If I have taught you before, you realize this angel is God who manifests as an angel. When God manifests as a human being, we call him Jesus, the Son of God. When he manifested as a king and as a priest, we call him Melchizedek. And when he manifested as an angel, your Bible calls him the angel of the Lord. He is the only one that received worship from servants of God. No angel is permitted to receive worship. He is the only angel that told Joshua that where you are is holy, take off your staff. And Joshua worshipped. He's the only one that told Moses, where you are is holy, take off your food. All the other angels, you can't worship them. John decided to worship an angel. The angel said, no, we are just like you. We don't receive what you can't worship me. We are just like you. The only angel that he is the one among the other two angels who appeared to Abraham. And the Bible says that Abraham worshipped him and served him. And then he told Abraham when he was leaving that, will I do something that I don't tell my friend? Say, he's not an angel. He's called the angel of the Lord. That is God himself who has manifested as it. So when God decided to visit Moses, the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire. I pray that the next visitation you will have tonight, it will come by fire. Let your amen be a loudest amen. I said, the next visitation God is going to give you, it will be a visitation of fire. It will be a visitation of power. It will be a visitation of fire. It will not be an ordinary visitation. It will not be an ordinary dream. It will not be an ordinary vision. It will not be an ordinary encounter. It will be an encounter with fire. It will be an encounter with power. If you are the one, your amen shall be the loudest. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. In flames of fire. Thank you, Jesus. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? And the Bible says that, and Moses saw the bush burning, and he turned to look at it. God visited him in fire. Why is fire so important? Why is fire so important? Why is the baptism of fire an important element, an important thing? Why? Number one, and we are going to pray. I'm telling you, we are dealing with the final part of spirituality tonight. Number one, because fire attracts attention. Everybody say, fire attracts attention. I can't hear those from the back. Say, fire attracts attention. The reason why God wants you to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire is because fire attracts attention. The Bible says that, and when Moses was journeying that fateful day, minding his own business, he saw bush that is burning with fire. As for fire burning, it's a natural thing. It's a normal thing. It is not a strange thing. But what caught the attention of Moses was that this fire that is burning is different. In that, even though it is natural, it is behaving supernatural. It is burning the bush, yet the bush was not consumed. That particular fire he has never seen before. A fire that is burning the wheat, yet the wheat is not being burnt. And it is just on fire, yet it's not becoming ashes, yet it's not getting finished. I declare that the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, and he will empower you, and he will fill you, and he will use you, and you will not be destroyed. You will not be consumed. You will not be destroyed. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen to me. And the Bible says that even though he was busy, that day when he saw fire, his attention was attracted. Listen to me. Why did God appear to him in fire? Because that's the way God attracts attention of the world. That's one of the major ways that God attracts people's attention. There is nobody you will see burning that you will not watch. There is no house you will see burning that the attention of the whole city will not be drawn to. Fire service personnel, people will be going there. If it is in your area, you will leave your cooking pot, you will leave your house, you will not even take care, not even lock your door. You will run to go and watch a building that is burning, to go and watch a human being that is burning, to go and watch something that is burning, true or not true. Because wherever there is fire, attention is commanded. I declare that you are about to catch fire, and the attention of the world will be attracted to you. Let your amen be the loudest here. I said the attention of your customers will be attracted to you. The attention of your destiny helpers will be attracted to you. The attention of your friends will be attracted to you. The attention of your customers will be attracted to you. The attention of your members will be attracted to you. The attention of people that must help you will be attracted to you. Clap your two hands and say, I receive fire for attention. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you catch fire, people will come and watch you burn. And so instead of going about using all the social media you can, using all the promotion, all those things are good, using all and relying on all those ads, why don't you plug also into power? Why don't you plug into fire? Because when your ministry is set on fire, you attract the attention without you making efforts. You will attract the attention of people without any technology. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In the days of John the Baptist, he was a man, a prophet. Jesus described the greatest, burning with fire. He could not even allow himself to even live a normal life at home. He lived all his life fasting and praying in the woods. That is a fireful life. And the Bible said that the whole of Judea gathered to be baptized by him. No PA system, no speaker, no advertisement, no radio station. How come the people heard from the farthest corners of Judea and they came far away with their donkeys to come and be baptized by this single man? Say, a man on fire. It's a man that commands attention. A business on fire. It's a business that will command attention. A woman on fire. It's a woman that will command attention. A young lady on fire. It's a woman that will command attention. A young man on fire. It's a man that will command attention. A ministry on fire. It's a ministry that will command attention. I declare fire is coming upon you. I said fire is resting upon you. I said fire is resting upon you. From today you will not be hidden again. From today you will not be hidden again. From today you will not be hidden again. No matter where life puts you, attention shall be drawn to you. Clap your two hands and shout, I receive attention.
Number two, when the fire falls, what happens to you? Fire announces. Say, fire announces.
Come on, say, fire announces.
In Acts chapter 2, verse 4 and verse 6, the Bible says that there was a festival going on called the Festival of Pentecost. And the Bible says that the people that had come to the festival were not Christians, were not followers of Jesus. Were not people who follow Jesus. It was a Jewish festival. And so only the Jews had traveled from afar and near. And they have come to Jerusalem to celebrate the festival called Pentecost. Everybody, are you following me? Yes. But the Bible says that as the festival was going on, there was a group of people that were not part of the Pentecost festival. They were called the disciples of Jesus. They were not celebrating Pentecost. They were not celebrating that. They were hidden in the top of one roof or one house, story building, one corner, and they were waiting and they were praying. But the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit fell, it did not fall on the people celebrating the Pentecost festival, but it fell on those who were praying in the upper room. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? And the Bible said, even though the distance between them and where the temple was so far and were not close, and people were far away minding their business, these guys were at the highest part of the building and they were praying. And when the fire fell, somewhere, somehow, their voices were amplified. Their voices were amplified. There was no speaker, there was no PA system, there was no announcing, whatever. But Bible said the people who were in the temples celebrating the Pentecost, they heard a sound. And they all came out to come and watch them. And as they heard them, that was how they were attracted. That was how they were drawn. That was how they became born again. What is the Holy Spirit saying over there? When the Spirit of God comes upon you, when the fire of the Holy Ghost sets you on fire, what happens is that God begins to announce you. You receive announcement. They were far away, but something announced the presence of the disciples to them, and they came from afar to come and watch them. I pray for you tonight that as fire comes upon you, may God publicize you, may God announce you, may God announce your business, may God announce your destiny, may God announce you to people far and near. Clap your two hands and say, catch fire. Are you getting what I'm saying? They were far away, yet the Holy Spirit announced these people to them. And the Bible said that everyone in their own language. How was that possible? When Jesus went to the mountain and prayed, Bible says that he returned in Luke chapter 4 verse 14 in the power of the Spirit. And Bible says that news about him started spreading. Tell somebody about you, news about you will start spreading. Tell him news about your beauty will start spreading. News about your integrity will start spreading. News about how good you are in what you do will start spreading. And I'll tell him, news about your ministry will start spreading. Even news about your business will start spreading. Are you getting what I'm saying? Clap your two hands and say, things about me will start spreading. Divine announcement. By the fire he contacted, news about him started spreading. News about him started spreading. You will struggle in obscurity if you lack the fire of the Spirit on your life, on your business. You will struggle and nobody will know you. You will struggle and nobody will be attracted to you. Nobody will hear about you, yet you are doing so well. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that from today, as the fire descends upon you, news about you will start going far. Let your amen be the loudest. Let your amen be the loudest. Let your amen be the loudest. Clap your two hands and say, my Father, my God, may I not be hidden in the corners of Ghana. May news about me, may news about what I do go far and near by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Clap your two hands right now. Number three, when the fire comes upon you, it empowers you. Fire empowers. Everybody say, fire empowers. Come on, say, fire empowers. Fire produces energy. Did you do that in science? Fire produces what? Energy. When you do a little science, chemistry, and or physics, you will realize that when something burns, one of the things it produces is heat energy. Heat what? Energy. That is power. Energy is power. It produces power. That is why a body will be at rest. But as soon as it starts burning fuel, it starts burning diesel or super, all of a sudden, or kerosene, all of a sudden, you see that that same body that is at rest receives power to start movement, to start motion, because there is fire burning. And once fire is burning, power is being generated. Once fire is burning, power is being generated. Once fire is burning, power is being generated. For Moses to face Pharaoh, for Moses to face the Israelites, you see, Moses had to face two groups of people. The first group Moses had to face when he encountered God was to face his own brethren, because they know him as a killer. They know him as a runaway fugitive. So for them to even accept him would be a risk. So for him to confront them, he was afraid. He told God, what will I tell them? They will not believe me. And secondly, he was supposed to confront Pharaoh, the one who is always looking to kill him, searching everywhere that they could not find him, to finish him, because he had killed a soldier. And that was a crime. That was like treason. Because we thought you were part of us, you have betrayed us. So that was treason. They'll kill him straightforward. So for him to contact such people, for him to confront such people, he could not go in weakness. He had to go in power. And that is why the Lord visited him in fire. That is why the Lord visited him in fire. God could have just spoken to him through heaven. But God said, no, because of the assignment of your destiny, my visitation must not be audible, just audible visitation. My visitation must not just be a dream or a vision, but my visitation must be all fire. So he encountered fire so that he can confront Israel. He encountered fire so that he can confront Pharaoh. I declare, whatever is challenging your destiny, receive power to confront them. Receive power to confront them. Receive power to confront them. Clap your hands and say, I receive power by the fire of the Holy Ghost. And say, I enter into my father's house. Say, I enter into my mother's house. Every Pharaoh, every challenger that stops destiny, say, you're a liar. Say, you're a liar. I prevail against you. I conquer your powers by the power of the fire. Clap your two hands and shout, I am the one. Shakata kabaraka. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Jesus told them that you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And that will make you witnesses. That will help you to manifest your destiny. Luke 24, 48. He told them, wait until you receive power so that you can become what I promised you to be. For you to become the dream prophet, you need that power. For you to become the dream nurse, you need that power. For you to become the dream doctor, engineer, you need that power. For you to become that mother, for you to become that parent, for you to become that husband, that wife, you need that power. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? Hallelujah. For you to have that power, you need to contact the fire. And the Bible says that when Jesus told them, wait. And in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, as they were waiting, the fire landed upon them. Barakataka barakete. And when the fire landed upon them, power surged into their spirit. All of a sudden, they started going about, preaching the gospel, raising the dead, doing all kinds of miracles. Fishermen, tax collectors, tricksters, thieves, physicians, they became supernatural people. Listen to me. You look ordinary before you came here tonight, but after you leave here, you'll be extraordinary. It is not for these people. Let me try this before. I said, you came here ordinary, but the power going to come upon you will change you into extraordinary. I said extraordinary. I said extraordinary. Let your amen be the loudest. Let your amen be the loudest. Let your amen be the loudest. Say, I receive power by the fire of the Holy Ghost to manifest my destiny. Clap your two hands together for them. So for whatever you need power for, That's why you need a baptism of fire. You cannot be a cold Christian again. After these 40 days, your fire will not quench. Tell somebody by you, your fire will not quench. The fire we are lightening in these 40 days, that fire will not quench. You will no longer be dull. You will no longer be heavy. You will no longer be cold. That you struggle to go to church. You struggle to read your Bible. You struggle to serve the Lord. No longer will it be said of you, because power is coming upon you. Power is coming upon you. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Amen. Fire destroys Satan, his agents, and all his works. Why you need power? Or why you need the fire? Why you need to be baptized with fire? Because fire destroys Satan and his agents, and all their works. Revelation 20, verse 10. Tell somebody about you. God has a plan to finish Satan. Come on, some of you are not here. Are you really in church? Tell somebody, God has a plan to finish Satan. And God's plan to finish Satan is fire. Say fire. Fire. Say fire. Fire. And even before that final fire comes, each day, each night, we are giving him some small, small dosage of that fire. Are you guys what I'm saying? There is raw fire waiting for him to destroy him once and for all. But before he enters there, he's meeting just some sparks of that fire. Just some small, small signs of that fire. That's what we are doing here on earth. When we open fire on him like that, you see that then they are screaming. Then demons are screaming. Then witches are screaming. Principalities are screaming, that they are running, because what they fear is fire. Say fire. Fire. Tell the one by you, the devil fears fire. The devil fears fire. That's why you always hear them screaming. They fear fire. And God knows they fear fire. That is why God prepared fire for them. So the works of the devil can be destroyed by fire. The works of Lucifer can be what? Destroyed by fire. So the works of the devils in your father's family, if you are on fire, it can destroy everything that they are planning against you. Whatever the devil thinks he has deposited in you, if you carry fire enough, it will burn it. On Monday or Tuesday, I think on Tuesday, when Pastor Collins was preaching about spirituality, he gave you a scenario which I've been using also. How you see the traditional oven, what you call funono, that the traditional oven, when it is hot, you can't even get close. When they have to bring the bread or put the bread into it, they have to carefully drop the bread with a certain long stick. Because you can't get too close. It can finish you. The heat alone, it's like a furnace. But that same pot or that same traditional oven, when the fire is out, it becomes a habitation for the chicken, for cats, for rats, for whatever. All kinds of animals. They will be there, poo-poo inside, doing everything. Listen to me. The reason why the devil is harassing your life, he has placed sickness in your body. This your body that must carry fire is now carrying sickness. This your body that must be on fire serving the Lord is now warming a certain sick bed. Say never. Never. Say never. Never. Say I cannot carry sickness. Say my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost fire. Say my body is a burning furnace. It's a furnace too hot for witches and wizards and their works in my life. Clap your two hands and say, I receive fire into my system. Let every deposit of witches and wizards, principalities and powers in my destiny, in my body, in my life, cut fire, 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 cut fire. Number five, fire purifies. Fire purifies. The reason why we need every rescue member need to be burning with fire is because when the fire comes upon you, it purifies. When we say purification, it means separating unwanted materials from what you actually want. Removing unwanted materials. So they purify rings. They take the unwanted materials from the gold or the silver. They purify it. They purify water. Hallelujah. Purification. That means the thing is not pure. We are making it pure. Are you getting what I'm saying? In Matthew chapter 3 verse 12, where we started reading from, it said, he that cometh after me, verse 11 says, he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Not just the Holy Spirit, but his fire dimension. He shall baptize you with it. And then when that happened, verse 12 will happen. What is verse 12? Verse 12 says, and his winnowing fan will be in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out the threshing floor. Say, general cleaning. When the fire is working, it works like Zoom Lion. It cleans your heart, cleans your spirit, cleans your body of all strange feelings, of all strange affections, of all strange behaviors, characters, addictions, strange appetites. Shout, strange appetite. Of all strange appetite. And he said he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with fire. He will burn it with fire. He will burn it with fire. So every appetite for alcohol can be consumed with fire. Every appetite for gambling can be set on fire. Every appetite for stealing can be set on fire. Every appetite for womanizing and manizing can be set on fire. I don't know the appetite you are struggling with. I don't know the appetite you are struggling with. I don't know the character you are battling with. I don't know the filthy things that are still in your heart. But I pray for you that the refiner's fire shall refine you. The refiner's fire shall refine you. The refiner's fire shall refine you. And it will take away the appetite for smoking and drug addiction from your spirit. And it shall give you an appetite for God. Receive an appetite for God. Receive an appetite for God. May the fire of the Lord wipe out every unholy desire from your heart. Clap your two hands and shout, I am the one. Am I speaking to someone? If you can see any unholy appetite in your heart, that's why you need the fire. So when I wake up in the morning, I make sure that I stir the fire, because maybe as I'm going out there, or maybe the day before I slept, I saw something on Facebook which has made my spirit impure. Or maybe I saw something on Instagram which has made my spirit impure. Or as I drove around, maybe I saw something I shouldn't have seen, which has made my mind corrupt, or has corrupted my mind. I heard something. All kinds of impurity. So when I wake up in the morning, I wake up with tongues. I wake up praying. I wake up praying. As I'm ironing, I'm praying. As I'm preparing, I'm praying. As I'm bathing my child, I'm praying. Whatever I'm doing, I am praying. I am praying because I am stirring up the fire so that every impurities that have sneaked into my heart, they will be wiped out. I pray for you that every impurity that has entered into your heart is being wiped out. Let your amen be a believer's one. Let your amen be a believer's one. Let your amen be a believer's one. Malachi 3 verse 2 to 3. It says that, for he shall sit as a refiner's fire, as a purifier, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, so that they will give spiritual sacrifices, or they will offer sacrifices in righteousness. For you to live a righteous life, child of God. Listen, the fire I'm talking about is not for pastors. Oh, it's for every child of God. I will say, Uderi wo humumu. I will say, Ijabi to wakumaso. I will say, Wabrabono, a fireful lifestyle. The reason is because it will help you to live a holy life. It will help you to live a spiritual life. It will help you to live a holy life. They will offer in righteousness. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And Zechariah 13 verse 9. I love this scripture. Write it down and pray with it. Zechariah 13 verse 9. It's a very simple but very nice scripture. It said, I will bring the one third through the fire. Tonight, God is going to bring us through fire. You are not there. I said, God is going to take us through fire. I say, now that one third year, my reserve, you know. Many of them fight a gemu. Many of them fight a gemu. Said, I made them at Siomo. Said, I'm a person who you be soon. I said, I know fight a gemu. I said, I know fight fire. Said, I bet Siomo. I'll take the one third through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined. And I'll test them as gold is tested. And they will call on my name and I'll answer them. And I'll say, this is my people. And each one of them will say, the Lord is my God. When the fire is at work, iniquity depart, and your relationship with God is enhanced. Your fellowship with God is strengthened. So you can boldly say, the Lord is my shepherd. You can boldly say, the Lord is my God, my Father who art in heaven. You will not be afraid of God. When your fire is off, all kinds of impurities. So you see that when you're even coming to church, you're even afraid. That's one of the reasons why you don't like sitting in the front row. It's a shock. Say it's a shock. Say it's a constant shock. The reason why a lot of people don't like to get close to the altar is because of impurities. It's because of impurities. Who said that God who can catch you here can't catch you there? What sort of incollagen is that? Who said that God who can expose you here cannot expose you there? Even when you are doing it in your house, the Lord is revealing to us. How much more you... I told you the five people I saw this week. I'm sure they think they have hidden it. They think nobody has seen them. But I saw their faces one by one. Five of them. Five people who are gambling. They have been filled with the spirit of greed. Every money they get, almost to chacha. Every money they get, super bet, sports bet, whatever, on their phone. Every money they get. What? Aviator. The plane is flying. It is sponsored by the spirit of greed. Huh? Gambling is sponsored by what? The spirit of greed. It's not of God. It has made a lot of people poor than it has made somebody rich. You think you know one person who became rich through lottery? Let me also show you thousands of people who have been impoverished, who have sold their properties, who have spent school fees, who have destroyed monies because of the addiction called betting. It can never be from God. Anything that controls you, you can't stop, is never from God. Where the Bible say that? That thing is destroying you. You are asking me questions. The spirit of greed. Unya e juma e dinya 10,000. So person that sorry and umya bibisuna 10,000 yaba. Kase eni pre hum. Whom my yo, Saucy and Trobet, you are true any brew or Bible. Any brew whom? Any brew whom? Only two cities got to eat 10,000. Quickly, fire purifies. Number six, fire generates passion and zeal. Acts 5, verse 41. Fire generates passion. Say, Ojani ba, ema wa hunkika, ewa nyamimo. It grants you passion. May someone here receive fresh passion. May someone here receive fresh zeal. May your fire not go down. May your passion not dwindle. May your passion not go down. Acts 5:41, Bible says that even when they were beaten for God, they were jubilating. When they were beaten, this is zeal, say zeal. When they were beating for God, they were jubilating. Why? Because chapter 2, the fire has fallen on them. Because they have received raw fire. When you receive raw fire, you become zealous. People ask, hey, because you are too much on fire. You are too serious. You are too hot. When we grew up, or when we were growing up and we were on fire, our family members knew it. Our friends in school knew it. Our community knew it. Wherever we found ourselves, they knew us. But the only one who is on fire, nobody knows. Ask the one by you, do people around you know you're on fire? Let me ask you a question that is a test. A question that will make you know whether you're on fire or not. So ask the person, when last did they call you Osofu or Osofu Mami? When last? Because when I was 10 years old, that was when they started calling me Osofu. There is no school I've entered into or I've attended from 5 years till now that they did not nickname me Osofu. There is no school. From basic to university, there's no school. There is no group I entered into that they did not know that. Even when I was doing politics, the politicians would ask me that, are you a pastor? You are the only person on fire for God. And yet, nobody can see your fire. It's like a house that is burning, yet nobody knows the house is burning. What a burning. That should make you know that you are not on fire. You are an average believer. You are an average Christian. You are a normal Christian. Because your mother has not, have not fought you that Okwa Soredodo before. Your father has not been persecuted before. You have not been persecuted that you go to church 2 months before. That is how we grew up. Where we have problems with our parents all the time because we are on the park praying. Because we are in the forest praying. We're too much on fire. We're too much on fire. I pray that may that fire begin to work. When that fire comes upon you, you become like the end time army. Joel 2 verse 3 to 5. Before you is fire. Behind you is fire. You consume. You burn. It gives you holy desire. And when that fire, it gives you holy desire. Desire to pray. See that you are praying. You are praying. You can't stop. You can't stop. You are praying. You say, oh, I'm going 1 hour. By the time you realize 2 hours. By the time you realize 3 hours. And you still feel like you have not prayed. When you see, you say that, yeah, the fire is coming. There are people, when you are praying with them, you feel sorry. By the time you have crossed 3 hours, that you think that we are about to share the grace, that is when they will take it one deep breath. Barakatatatata. For the next 2 hours, you are still on. And when you think that, oh, 5 hours there, and yeah, it's about to end. And then he goes to sit on the floor or on the ground, and then he did, Masuka, another 3 hours. Because the passion to pray is too much. I remember one time, my beloved came to visit me. And Solomon, now Pastor Solo, I used to stay with him. When I was growing up, I never liked to stay alone. Because I'm a human being. I don't want to fall. I know I can fall. I'm very, very fallible. Bad boy, then good boy. So I don't want trouble. So I always stayed with someone. And so my beloved decided to come and visit us that day. So when she came, I was praying with Solo. Then she came. Then she came to join. So when she came, she thought that I'll close in 2 minutes. I gave her a seat. So she sat down. Then she started. Started praying. She prayed. Now nothing. She prayed and prayed. And I was lying on my carpet. Baraba, baraba, baraba. I prayed. She prayed until I realized her voice started going after 1 hour. The voice started going. And I'm still not stopping. Later she told me that. Yeah, I thought people were praying just some few minutes. Yeah. Tell somebody that is how we grew up. You thought we grew up eating bread and butter. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. I pray that you too, you are receiving passion. Amen. You too, you are receiving fire. Amen. Fire to read your Bible. Fire. You see, sometimes I take the Bible and When I feel like ending at this chapter, by the time I realize I've read for the next chapters, I can't stop. And I keep going. And I keep going. By the time I read like 10 chapters a day, 10 chapters in just some 2 or 3 hours, and I'm still reading. And I plan on my timetable that I'm just reading for maybe 1 hour. I can't stop. By the time I realize I'm going, it's called passion. It's called passion. It's like when you want to stop, like somebody is telling you there is something in the next chapter. The story is getting sweeter. When you are reading the Bible, it's getting boring and boring and boring and boring. And some of us, we open it and it's sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And we can't seem to stop reading it. Receive fire. Rescue, receive fire. Rescue, receive fire. Rescue, receive fire. Rescue, receive fire. Shout the baptism of fire. Clap your two hands together. Number 7, fire emboldens. It gives you boldness. The disciples all ran away when Jesus was caught, including Peter. But when the fire landed on them in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says in verse 14, Peter rose up. And Peter confronted the people he ran from a night ago or some days ago, the people he ran from. He confronted them, men and brethren, and he started preaching. Say boldness. Boldness. Say boldness. Boldness. The Bible says that, and when they saw their boldness, Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, verse 13, when the people saw their boldness, they realized that these people have been with Jesus. They saw some boldness. When you are on fire and you are bold, you can stand in the bus and preach. You can stand by the roadside and preach. You can enter into somebody's home and invite him. You can advance a conversation at a party to witness about Jesus. But when you are not on fire, all these things I'm talking about, you can never dare it. Ask the one by, when last did you try to witness to someone boldly? When last? You are afraid of the bus. You are afraid of the roadside. You are afraid of that beautiful girl. She's too beautiful to evangelize. You are afraid of that gentleman. You are afraid of everybody. You lack boldness. Do you know that when someone is burning with fire, like mistakenly fire catches someone and the person is burning, the person is so bold that he has the... Do you know that it produces audacity? The person can take off his clothes. Even if he goes naked, he doesn't care. Oh, you have not seen it before. Haven't you seen it before? When somebody is burning with fire, naked in poor. We call it audacity. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you have audacity. That is when you challenge principalities and powers. You challenge demons. You make an open declaration. Like I remember my father in the Lord. He went to India. And then they told him, nobody does crusade here. Somebody came last month. It's so tough. Because the Hindu priests, they will come and they will chant and they will levitate at the back of the crusade, and everything will flop. The rain will fall. So when Archbishop mounted the pulpit as a young man in his early 30s, either 31 or so, with audacity, he made a declaration that I am not here as a politician. If you have heard me say that thing before, I said it because I learned from him. I am not here as a politician. I am not here as a social worker. Blah, 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 blah. I am here as a representative of heaven. Now, anybody here who tries to levitate, you will get stuck in the air and you will die. 91, nobody levitated. No rain. Second night, nobody levitated. No rain. Third night, fourth night, they completed the crusade with cripples, walking, blind people, see, nobody. And the elders of the land said, we have never seen this before. Say audacity. When you are on fire, you are not afraid of what other people are afraid of. You are not afraid. You are too much on fire. Listen to me. This week is spirituality. So some spirituality. That's why we are talking about these things. Audacity. Because our problem is that we are not on fire for God. So the devil can challenge us. You have a small dream, then your life has ended. You have a small dream, then you are living in fear. You are living in fear because and so unam ni na we unam. Because you have no fire. If you have fire, you have such an audacity and you speak back to the devil. Devil, you don't know who you are talking about. The Bible says, I shall not die. I shall live to declare the works of God. You move your car, off you go. You are not afraid. See, audacity. One day I was traveling with one of my sons, Uncle Sam. And then we were on the Temamoto way. And something like this happened. Either the tie burst or something. It was a trotter. We didn't have a car by then. So something happened. And there was almost an accident. And everybody in the car was shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I was sitting by him at the back seat. I don't know whether he still remembers. I was sitting by him at the back seat. So when he also shouted, I put my head down. So I lifted up my head and I told him that I am in this car so we cannot have accident. I told him that I'm in this car so we can't have accident. Hey, it's too no. It is called audacity. Say audacity. I am too sure of who I've sent. I'm too sure of the one who has sent me. I was going to preach in Tema. I'm too sure. I'm too sure I am going to bless the people. I'm not meant to die on the road. Say audacity. From today, when the devil sends you a text message, reply. Reply with audacity. I said, do what? Reply with audacity. And the devil sends you a lab report and tells you that this lab, reply him with audacity. That this is not my report. This is a report for another person. This is not my report. I reject it. The Bible says that I shall serve the Lord. And it shall take away sickness from me. It said, I shall not put upon you the sicknesses of Egypt, of the world on you. The world cannot be having cancer, me to have cancer. Then me and the world, well, what's our difference? You said you not put the sickness of the world on me. So how can I? Me, I'm not of the world. Then I'm going to suffer what you are suffering. Say, Tofiakwa. Recently, I was battling one or two things. And then it was generating concern. My pastors were praying. And then I knew it was a spiritual battle that I was engaging. But I knew it was not a physical thing. I knew it was not a physical thing. Okay? So at a point, my wife said, is now practicing as a medical or something. So she is very concerned. She said, okay, we'll do lab tests. So before I realized, the lab technician had been sent to my office to come and take lab tests. So they came to pierce me and they took some blood. But I knew the report that will come, negative. I knew, you can't find anything in my blood. I knew it. What I'm dealing with is a spiritual condition for the church. That's the battle I'm fighting. But I knew that it will be negative. So I was there day one. I was waiting for my lab man or whatever. I'm not teaching it all. I was waiting for him for a report day one. No report. Day two, no report. I said, hey, they're not bringing any report. If they saw something, they would have called me by now. So 3 or 4 days later, I asked my wife, the report, haven't they given it to you? So, oh, it has come. There's nothing in it. I also checked with the lab myself. There's nothing in it. I said, yes, because I know there is nothing in it. I know whatever I am going through is a spiritual condition I'm battling with God and the devil on. I guess what I'm saying? Say, I cannot be sick. Say, I cannot be sick. Say, I carry fire on the inside of me. If any sickness comes, the fire chases it out. Say, fire chases it out. In the name of Jesus. So I declare, the next time you wake up and you see any sickness, chase it out by fire. Chase it out by fire. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Chase it out by fire. See, when you're on fire, when you're on fire, even your hand kills germs. There was a man by name George Gillick. But listen to me. We are not here to kill demons. Come next week. Okay. Listen to me. There was a man by name John Gillick. In his days, there was an outbreak of tuberculosis. And it was killing people. There was no medicine in those days. It looked like today's COVID-19. Everybody was dying of tuberculosis. Then the story has it that he was laying hands on people, praying for tuberculosis patients, and they were getting healed, and he was not getting infected. So they asked him why. Then he said, no, because he carries fire. The fire he carries will kill the disease-causing organism. So they wanted to be sure. They sent him to the lab. Then they poured the organism that causes tuberculosis. into his hand. And he closed his hand. Then they opened his hand after some time. And the microscope and all the organisms were dead. His name is called John Gile. By that revelation, I know that when you are sick and I lay hands on you, power will enter into you. I remember just recently I was preaching with my brother and my friend, Elder Prince. And we were preaching here. Some of you remember that day. And as we were preaching, I commanded that everybody put your hand on your head. How many of you remember? And when I commanded that, I went to put my hand on his head. I didn't put my hand on my head. How many of you remember that? I went to put my hand on his head. Yeah. By that time, he has complained of skin diseases that were growing in his head that looked very, very serious. And he has been going to the hospital over and over, and there was no solution. And the thing was spreading. And he came to show me, show it to my wife. She had gone to hospital over and over, came to see me. So I prayed for him. But that day, as I was ministering, then the Holy Spirit spoke to me that lay hands on him. Fire will go through him right now. So I stopped, and because I didn't want to distract the preaching, I intentionally asked everybody to lay hands on themselves. Then I went to lay hands on the one God has sent me to. And I lay hands on that disease, that sickness. All the things I can see in the head, I laid hands on it. That was it. I've not heard anything from him. So recently, I think I asked him a question in the office. That in your man and the old team, when he was, oh, Nina, Namia, Tom, Nina, come. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Because I know what I did spiritually on that day. Listen to me. The next time you go home, somebody is sick, lay hands. The next time you wake up, you are sick, lay hands. Because there is fire in you. That's why you need fire. Tell somebody you need fire. The way the devil is playing around your friends, killing your friends, your family. You need fire. You need fire. Clap your two hands for the Lord. When you are burning with fire, even where you sleep, when somebody comes to sleep there, the person will get healed. That's what my wife does. When my children are sick, she has tried whatever she knows that is not working. She will carry my child and put my child where I sleep. Because I have gone either to, I've gone out. You will put my child. Then when I come back, she will give me the testimony that I put a child here and the child is fine now. Say the fire is contagious. The fire is it moves even through your dress. It's contagious. I gave my dress to you. You sent it to your house. Do you remember? And your younger brother, who wanted to also do the work I'm doing, crusade, took the jacket secretly when you were asleep. You were less spiritual. I gave it to Paul, not you. Who you? There were three brothers around me. He and Paul and then Kwasi. And I thought I gave that it was a suit. I gave it to Paul. Yo, show me. And the person was last bitch on the suit in anything or they are called Senho. Then the younger brother took it and wore it in the night. He is not from this church. He's from another church, but he comes from my crusade. He took the suit and wore it. When he woke up in the morning, what did he tell you? He said, you people, mu nim Pastor Prince na munene na mno. Ade atome ahoma chi wo. Me say suit no. Ade atome. Few weeks and few months after on the Nam crusade or ye crusade Pakistan, him fa to kwai sa. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Sit down. Yeah. Someone just reminded me, Pastor Collins. You remember I gave you my shirt? I'm telling you that the fire, it can even enter into your dress. Pastor Collins has been playing keyboard for us. He was not our full church member. He's a childhood friend I know. So he's one of, like, a young guy I was closer to, the whole family. So he came to help me with keyboard. He plays and goes to his church. He plays for me, then he will go to his church. He plays for me, then he will go to his church. Because I didn't have a keyboardist. Then one day, we're having a special program, and everybody was wearing church t-shirts. And he was behind the keyboard without church t-shirt, and it was time for him to play and go. But as I was in the service, I felt the leading of the Lord, like, give this boy your dress. So I went back to the office, removed the dress I had worn. Say fire. By that time, there was nothing pastor written about him. And I removed the dress and I gave it to him. Then I told him that change your dress quickly because new people are coming. They will see that you are the only one not wearing. You are playing a keyboard so that you will wear it. So I removed and I gave it to him. And he wore it. When he wore it, he's the one standing here. He said as he sat in the car, he kept weeping. He didn't know, but it looks like something has captured him. It looks like Bibiachino. And as he was in the bus, he was crying. He cried till he went to work and came back. Few weeks, a month after, he resigned from that company and came to be a pastor in the church. Say fire! But a very gentle person. A very gentle person. One day, I was ministering here on the altar and he was back in prayer. And you know his gentle style. Oh Lord, my Father, my God, oh Lord. Gentleman. Rescue Zudia, a very gentleman. Salim Shada and Chisa. The fire must be hot. So as I was ministering, the Lord asked me to turn to him and lay hands on him. He that too, ask everybody, he has never fallen under the anointing here before. I pray for people, you see men who are throwing everybody left and right. It's not Pastor Collins. Pastor Collins very gentle. Even when you pray for him, he has a way he goes on his knees and just receive the prayers. Everything is organized. Everything is organized. Everything is calculated. That day, say fire. As people were falling under the anointing like that, I just turned to him and God said, lay hands on him. What you carry is going to come on him. By that time, he had come fully after the shirt matter. And I laid hands on him. That was the day I've never seen. How many of you were here? I've never seen him fighting five horses. I'm not sure if in his former church, maybe he has seen that there before. About 5 to 6 horses, we had to chin the word, and nobody could control him. Say fire. They say, when the fire comes, your gentlemanness will disappear. I guess what I'm saying. You'll be too hot. Too hot. From that day, when he picks the microphone, another man. You saw how God used him mightily this week. Praying in the Holy Ghost, teaching, fine teachings, hot prayers, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. God used him mightily. His church members have been telling me testimonies upon testimonies. And one day I met his father. His father said, I'm Amimiba Collins. We are sure, say, I'm Amimiba Collins. Or you're sorrowful. Even the mother and the father have given up on him. Like, there are things my son can do, and there are things not my son. But when the fire comes, it changes the narrative. Receive that fire. Listen, tonight we are going to pray for fire. Because everything changes at the release of fire. Every gentleman stop being gentle. They will see them running with their shoes because fire is burning them in their area or something. I'm telling you. Shakabaraka takaba. You remember something? Write down number 8. Fire breaks satanic chains and yokes and liberates you. Judges 15:14. They had tied something. Bible says that, and the spirit of the Lord came upon him. The fire came. And the ropes and the chains became like rubber. They broke. When you're on fire, satanic chains pass down from your father to you, pass down from uncles to you, pass down from your generation, mother to daughter, it will be broken. The devil is taking you for a feel like he's harassing you and enjoying, having fun because you lack fire.
You have given up on fire. Now you have become the secular person. Listen to me. Let me listen to me. Last week or so, I said something. Some of you were here. Let me repeat it again. When it comes to a spiritual person, TMOB, listen. If you are really a spiritual person, and you allow the devil to steal your anointing and your fire, don't think that, oh, now I don't do ministry again. Oh, now, oh, I used to really, I was really hot. I was really powerful. Don't deceive yourself. The devil will not end there. The devil will afflict you. He did it to Samson. Once he took the anointing, you feel comfortable. Now you think, oh, maybe now I'm a natural, now I'm busy, I'm working, I'm a businessman, I'm this, I'm that. The devil will not end there. He will now put sickness on you. He will now put troubles on you. He will now put afflictions on you. But the main problem is that you have lost your original anointing. And he made you feel comfortable because you were still going to church and no problem. Are you getting what I'm saying? So those shepherds who have stopped working for God, those who are ministers who have stopped, be very careful. When Saul was carrying the anointing and the anointing left Saul, what happened? Evil spirit came. Don't think you'll be neutral. Oh, nanka na min sa omo so nanka mi ye nyame ejuma oba se si amie new chai se ade mi ye ejuma. The devil has not finished the story. He's after you. I get what I'm saying.
Yes.
So you better come back to fire. Come back to the place of power. Come back to the place of fire. Otherwise, he will touch your body, touch your business, touch your marriage, touch your children, touch everything about you. And it is for one reason. The reason is that you lost the anointing. Clap your two hands. The number 9, fire licks up carnality and lukewarmness. When the fire came, every water in the altar was licked up. 1 Kings 18, 38. Elijah's time, when the fire came, even the water in the altar was licked up. Every carnality, every worldliness, every worldly lust, the fire can take it away. And then finally, fire provokes elevation. Fire provokes elevation. That's change of altitude, change of level. When the fire comes on you, am I also sam? Am I changing levels? You go higher. Everybody say, I'm going higher.
I'm going higher.
I can't hear you. Say, I'm going higher. Say, I'm rising higher. Look at me. I'm come to pray with you. Do you know that chariots only run on the plain ground? Chariots don't fly. Do you know that horses, when we say chariot, horses that have been tied to a cart, chariots don't fly. Do they fly? But the only time we saw chariot horses flying was because they were on fire. When you put horses on fire, they fly. When they are without fire, they will be on the ground. The day your ministry catches fire, it will start soaring. The day your business catches fire, it will start going up. The day your destiny receives fire, you start rising. The day your marriage receives fire, you start rising. The day your life contact fire, you start changing levels. Are you not tired of the level you are? You must change level. Tell somebody, change level. You can only rise by fire. Have you ever seen the aeroplane before? It rises by fire. It bends. And as it bends the fuel, it takes off. Have you seen the rocket before? Before a rocket goes, it blasts into fire. Poof, then the fire is burning. Then it rises, and you can see the fire. Once your life is on fire, no devil can keep you down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, no devil can keep you down. No devil can stop you. Right, lift up your right hand and say, no devil can keep me down. I am going up. I am rising. My destiny is rising. Clap your two hands together. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.